Thank you. Thank you. Maybe see, there's not but one Brother Shorty Mayo. Thank you for that introduction. I want to give honor to all of you tonight at this beautiful, beautiful time. There's many things that's happened last night, today, and tonight until I can't remember all of it. I do know one thing. The Holy Ghost is in this place.
Amen. Yes, it is.
And that's the main thing about this. I give honor to our executive board, our general board, and all of you saints of God, ministers that are here with us in this convention. I want to thank Sister Paymer for such a beautiful day. I want the Lord to come. I saw my pastor walking down here today, and I don't want him to go off without me. I want the Lord to come. And so I'm praying the Lord will come. I want to give recognition again to Bishop Parent for being here tonight. We appreciate him. Brother R.M. Parnell, over there wherever he is, he did me a dirty deal. He left the church, and I took it. But we're still friends. Brother Harold Ashby, my good friend, is here tonight, back there somewhere. And, of course, Bishop Parent has his wife, a lovely, lovely wife with us, Sister Margie. And all of you wonderful, wonderful people. This has been one of the greatest and sweetest conferences that I've ever been in this far. Give honor to my wife, Sister Johnson, my family, and all of you, our family, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ that He purchased with His blood. Tonight we had a presentation of different people sitting on the platform here for a while. I want to thank them. Brother Pear and his mother is here, Choctaw Indians right over there. Stand up, Sister Pear, stand up. I want them to see her. She is a Choctaw Indian from way back. Brother Pear, great preacher. And we were going to recognize Brother Whedon. He's from Sweden. He's a good preacher, though, if you just listen to him. And we're not trying. We do not claim to have changed the world. What we do claim is that we have endeavored and will endeavor to bring the gospel to all men that we possibly can. God's Spirit knows the boundaries of race, no boundaries of race or class. It does not know anything about color as far as salvation is concerned, positions or power. It does not matter to God. If it doesn't matter to God, it doesn't matter to us. Brother Livingston said, "Who does God think He is?" He said, "He thinks He's God." And He's a good God, isn't He? We are trying to work with all people. For years, Brother David Johnson has pastored a primarily black church congregation in Memphis. One of our men in our church baptized a black minister who in turn baptized his entire congregation. You may remember that last year I told you of my desire to work with the Asians. I'd like to see us work with the Asians. Tuesday night, I baptized 18 Mongolians in Jesus' name, Memphis. And there are several more of them that we are working with in the city of Memphis. And there are many others. Tonight we have Brother Manda Roca. Several years ago, Brother James Ball went to Cuba. As far as we know, our organization, we sent him there. As far as we know, he is the first man that took this gospel to the land of Cuba. Is that right, Brother Roca? And here's a product of it. And then a little later, Castro took over the government. And Brother Roca is going back to Cuba, and we hope to be a part of that work. Brother and Sister Cunahiro is here, and they asked for papers they want to fill out and get their license back with this image of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know about that. That'd be great. I'm taking a little time. We got plenty of time, but we have time. But for many years, yes, same as Lord Jesus Christ, from his early beginning and his infancy, we were a North and South organization. Now we have churches in California, Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Idaho, New Mexico, Colorado, Arizona, Minnesota, Wisconsin, South Dakota, Oklahoma, Kansas. And we got people here in this convention have come from the West looking at us, desiring fellowship from us. In the East, we've gone to Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Maine, Rhode Island. And over into Canada, we have spread out. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could go into Europe and we would have five continents that we would be working in? You know what we need, folks? We would have six continents we'd be working in. Wouldn't it be something, folks, if we could increase our giving, give more to missions, give more to home missions, build more churches? Did you know that I'm making a little speech before I preach? Did you know that there are people crying for help everywhere? We're building churches as fast as we can get the money to build them with, and people are crying. The folks from New Guinea, they want our fellowship, they want our love, and we're going to give it to them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We now have works in Australia, and all they're asking for is fellowship. And we had a group to go there this year and give them fellowship. It's a wonderful thing, and we appreciate it. Before I left home, I received a telephone call from the state of Washington. One of our great pioneers of that district, or was the pioneer of that district, Brother Wilson, passed away, and they buried him possibly Monday. I talked to Sister Wilson on the phone before I left home. I'd like for us just to bow our head and respect to those who have gone on to be the Lord this past year, including Brother Wilson and others, just for a moment of silent prayer, and if you will. Let us thank the Lord. Brother Kyle Manier, a few days ago, was buried. Brother Kyle Manier was one of the greatest men we've had for many years in the organization. Have my singers with me tonight, and we're going to sing a little bit, all right? And we're going to sing a couple of old songs because I'm going to preach along this line. I believe we've got the best there is. I don't think there's any other thing. You believe that? We've got the best there is since we got Jesus. We've got the best there is in the Holy Spirit. We've got nothing less than the very best. We've got the best there is since we got Jesus. We're just not the kind to settle for a penny. We've got to have the very best, or we don't want any. We've got the Holy Ghost. In this we can really boast. We've got the best there is since we got Jesus. Jesus. We've got Jesus. We've got Jesus. We've got Jesus. Nothing better can be a life that's happy and free. We've got the best there is since we got Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We've got Jesus. We've got Jesus. We've got Jesus. Nothing better can be a life that's happy and free. We've got the best there is since we got Jesus. No need to worry around about worldly pleasures. Since we found Jesus Christ, we found a treasure. He entertains my soul with joy that's just untold. And He supplies my every need beyond measure. Oh, Jesus. We've got Jesus. We've got Jesus. He's the one for Jesus. Nothing better to me. A life that's happy and free. We've got the best there is. Somebody said, what do you folks do for worldly pleasure? No need to worry around about worldly pleasures. We've got Jesus Christ. We've got a treasure. He entertains my soul with joy that's just untold. And He supplies my every need beyond measure. Oh, Jesus. Oh, we've got Jesus. Oh, we've got Jesus. Oh, we've
Jesus.
And we've got the best there is.
Since
we got Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Feel like heaven's church. Oh, we're just not the kind settle for a penny. We got to have the very best, or we won't have any. Yeah, we've got the Holy Ghost. In this we can really boast, cause we've got the best there is. Since we got Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus.
We've got Jesus.
We've got
Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Nothing better can be. A life that's happy and free. We've got the best there is.
Since we got Jesus.
Such tremendous preaching. Brother Sizemore talked about the minute man, the minute maid. Brother Westfall preached about prayer. Brother Wilkett just got good started on reaching. Brother Livingston prays and preach. And today, I didn't get to hear the message today, but they said it was tremendous. Really appreciate. So tonight I told Brother Livingston, I said, you preached everything in the world. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I'm going to read from Genesis chapter 35. I don't want to be critical or scorn, but I want to give you my heartbeat tonight.
Yes.
As I try to minister to you. These scriptures from Genesis 35, 7 verses, God said to Jacob, arise and go to Bethel and dwell there. Make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household, to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you and be clean. Change your garments. Let us arise and go to Bethel. And I will make there an altar unto God who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the day which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods that were in their hand and all their earrings which were in their ears. Jacob hid them under the oak tree was by Shechem. They journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is the land of Canaan, that is Bethel, he and all the people that were with him, and he built an altar and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared to him when he fled from the face of his brother. Our Heavenly Father, we have nothing but praise to offer unto Thee, O God, for what we have already felt and heard and enjoyed. Fellowship. Fellowship among our people from all over wherever we came from. I pray that You will anoint my lips of clay to speak this anointed word tonight one more time, that we might receive what we need even yet tonight, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. So after all of this preaching that I have heard, I'm going to use tonight, let us change our garments and go to church. I think it's time we have church. You say, Brother Johnson, we are having church. That's right. But we want to have more church. We're writing a book, or we're asking different ones to write a book. Brother Walls, our chairman of our publications board, is compiling a book on Let's Have Church. We're hoping that that we'll get the response that we need, and we need to know how to have church. Jacob had his dream about the ladder that reached from earth to heaven. He saw angels ascending and descending up and down. He dreamed about the Lord standing above the ladder, saying, I am the Lord God of Abraham, the God of Isaac. The land that thou liest upon, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. In other words, I am the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob had wrestled all night with the angel of God. He had met with his brother Esau, of whom he had made an enemy of. They had gotten everything straightened out, and all the problems worked out. You see, some people expect the church to work out all of their problems. But Jacob didn't do that. He worked his own problems out. So he got everything ready. Jacob got his act together, and now he said it's time to go to church. So God said to Jacob, He said, arise, go up to Bethel. And Jacob told his family, we're fixing to go to church. But this time, we're not just going to church. We're going to El Bethel, the house of the house of God. If Jacob had lived in our day, he might have told his family, a bunch of folks got together over there and built a church house. They got a preacher over there. They got a piano over there, and they got an organ over there, and they got some drums.
and they got a guitar over there, and they got some horns, and they got a keyboard, and they got some singers, and they got a youth department. They got all kind of activity. They have dinner on the ground every third Sunday. And we're going to church. But we need more than just a piano over there. And we need more than just an organ over there. And more than just a youth department over there. We need the God of the house of God. I was listening to a tape the other day, and this preacher, he was telling about, he was calling this an astonishing church. He was talking about Dr. Paul Chole's 500,000 member church, Dr. Criswell's 30,000 member church, Bellevue Baptist 20,000 member church, some church overseas somewhere that had 80,000 members, and he said, these are astonishing churches. My wife and I got in the car one night. We drove across the Mississippi River Bridge over into Marion, Arkansas. We went to a little church that Brother and Sister Sherman Griggs have opened up, a home missions church over there. Wasn't but six of us there that night, Brother and Sister Griggs, my wife, went out, another couple. And Brother Griggs preached like he was preaching to 6,000. And I said, that's an astonishing church. Don't make any difference about the big crowd. It's let's have church. As Brother Wilkett was preaching last night along this line, it doesn't matter about the size or the number. It's having church. We caught a little boat one day. We were in Nigeria, my wife and I. We went down the river with Brother and Sister Price, way down the river. Of course, we were supposed to have gone down the river that morning, and they're about 40 years behind time, and so we wound up going in the afternoon. When we got down the river, there was hundreds and hundreds of black faces waiting on us when we got there. They had been there all day, Brother McCool, waiting for us to come. And Brother Price said if we had not gotten there, they would have been there all night waiting for us. And finally, when we got there and got off of that little boat and got, we found a little tin building way out in the hot desert sun and the sun beaming down and people standing in the windows and are looking through the windows, standing all around that place. And we had church. And the glory of God came down and tears began to stream down their cheeks. And they begin to praise God with the best. They didn't have an organ. They didn't have a piano. They didn't have a keyboard. They just praising God, and with their hands, they were having church. I told you about the 9,000 I preached to in Chile of holiness folks in that place, and hundreds receiving the Holy Ghost every night. And you say, how did it happen? It happened because they just had church. You could say hallelujah, and they'd hallelujah for an hour if you didn't stop them. I sang my hillbilly songs on a tape, and they couldn't even understand the words, and they just shout and dance and jump up and down because they wanted to hear something. And I'm telling you, folks, all we need to do, we've heard about preaching of things that we ought to do. We need to just go ahead and have church and let the Holy Ghost come in this place. Praise God. We need to change our garments and fix up here and have church. I wish I could get somewhere besides up here. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place, and I'm going to do what I feel led to do if it takes me all night long. Hallelujah. But we need to get right and get ready and just go ahead and haul off and have church. Jacob said, we're going to change our garments. We're going to get away from our false gods. And we're going to have church. Brother, stand up here. We're fixing to have church. Got your tie all fixed up here. Got your pants all, you got your suit all fixed up. We're fixing to have church. Hallelujah. We're going to church. It does matter how we look. It does matter how we act. It does matter. How about your spirit, brother? You got a good spirit? How about your attitude? How about your tongue? You got it under control? Have we got everything under control? Can't we have some church somehow or another? Oh, yeah. Hey. Listen, folks. We got to have church. We got to have church because of our families. We got to have church because of our young folks. We got to have church because of our old folks. We got to have church because we need to have church. We don't need to fool around about this having church. We just need to haul off and have church. Hallelujah. We got some talent running out of our ears around here. And these folks have been singing here tonight. And I don't believe you were just singing to be singing. I believe you were singing because you were anointed with the power of the Holy Ghost. And that's the kind of singing that we need. We need some folks that just haul off and sing. Haul off and preach. Haul off and play music. Haul off and have church. That's what we need to do. We don't need no master of ceremonies up here talking for an hour and a half, killing the spirits that we need so desperately. We don't need somebody up here popping off a bunch of stuff that they don't need to be popping off. We need to have church. We need to have church every time we have church. Preacher, we need to preach on the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Singers, we need to sing under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We got to reach the lost and the dying. There's people out there that need God. We got to reach them somehow or another. If we don't reach them, they're not going to be reached. Hear me, folks. We do have the message. We do have the message, brother. I've heard entertainers and I've seen folks trying to put on shows and personalities and all kind of things and try to help church, and I can't stand it, folks. I just can't stand it. Somebody said, you're just down to earth. Well, that's where I live, right here on this earth, among earth folks. We're having more divorces than we've ever had in our lives. We talk about dope and all this kind of stuff. Don't tell me that we don't need to touch God for somebody. All of you have cases in your church. You've all got problems in your church. Everybody's got problems, friend. And the Lord's our only hope. You can have Christian schools and that's fine. But that's not going to keep your kids from being exposed to sin somewhere. We need home church. We need car church. We need factory church. Turn me up a little bit. I got to preach a little bit. We need to have church going down the road. We need to have church in the house. We need to have church on the job. We need to have church everywhere we go. We need to worship God everywhere we go. There's a fellow in this congregation tonight. He's so ugly, but he can't help it. He's from Oklahoma City. Oh, there's Brother Titus McDonald. I went to preach for them in Oklahoma City some time ago, and I went into the little room on the side of the platform, and I was just looking through some notes. And after a while, here comes a bunch of folks in there. They kneel all around me, and they start praying. And so he comes in, Brother McDonald. He said, I'm sorry if we bothering you. I said, my God, no, man. Let them pray. So they prayed. And when they got through praying, he got up and drew his face around like this. You know how he does. And he said, let me tell you something, folks. He wasn't being smart. He said, you folks are the people that make the music at this church. You folks are the ones that do the singing in this church. If you can't play music with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, if you can't try to play music that'll bring worship into this church, if you can't do some singing that'll cause people to come to God, if you can't do it from your heart, I don't want you on that platform tonight. My God, I got all shook up around that. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you that when that music started and those songs started, Brother Weston, they got to run those aisles. They got to shouting. They got to worshiping God. Hear me, folks. We need healing. We need salvation. Yeah, we do. People are distressed. People are in all kind of trouble. I was over here in Tennessee last week at a little camp, indoor camp. Jesus' name, holiness group, and nice, very lovely folks. Brother Lewis Harrell was there doing the daytime teaching, and so there was an old fella got up just before he did. And you never heard such popping off in your life, man, God. He scorned everybody. He tore everybody up, and then poor old Brother Louis. He got up to try to teach Brother McCool after that guy. Can I not be scornful? A lot of folks just popping off. A lot of preachers just popping. You can get them to take prayer requests, and I'll say to my God, they got to preach a little bit. Straighten everybody out. Tell them all what to do. They didn't come here to hear you preach. I asked somebody to sing, and he got to preach before he sang. Didn't ask you to preach, asked you to sing. I want somebody, young folk, we want somebody that'll move the service. You may say, why don't they ever use me? Because you won't be used of God. We can't waste our time. Every service is important. Somebody's going to need God in this place. Before we get through here, we're going to reach somewhere. We're going to get a hold of something here tonight. We're going to finish this thing up. Hallelujah to God. Oh, yes, we are. So I told Brother Lewis Harrell, I said, you know what, Brother Louis? He and I are great friends. I said, you know what you ought to have done when you got up there? You ought to have gotten the microphone and said, Blowney! Blowney! Oh, man, pop off like that and make you so mad. You're trying to get a hold of God and you're praying. Somebody get up and sing some silly old song. Somebody get up and say some silly old thing somewhere. I'm just saying, let's try to get it all together so we can have church somewhere. This may be the last service that somebody will ever be in. This may be the service that somebody needs healing for their body. This may be the service that somebody will be touched. I was down in Texas and I felt the spirit of suicide. You ever feel that? Can you detect the spirit of God? I'm not way out kind of somewhere. I'm telling you the truth. There's all kind of spirits. Brother Don Hammond said many years ago, I don't know where he is, but he said something many years ago I never will forget, and it was the truth. He said the next folks that come through your church door is going to be folks coming in off of dope. No telling how many marriages they've had, all kind of problems. That's the kind of folks that we're going to have to work with. Can we realize that? And so we need to have church. Don't tell me. Brother Pipkin told me years ago about a man and a woman that went to church. They had contemplated suicide, and they decided they'd go to church one more time and just see if they could find some consolation. The man meant to jump off in the river, and the woman was going to blow her brains out. So they went to this church, and this woman sang this song that got it all out into outer space somewhere, way up there. And the preacher preached about Jupiter and Mars. The man jumped off in the river, and the woman blew her brains out. Hear me? We have to, and we are responsible as a church, apostolic church, to do something for somebody and give somebody what they need in this day. And this young lady, I said, I feel a spirit of suicide. And here she comes down the aisle. She's about 18 years old, tears streaming down her cheeks. And she said to me, I said, honey, what's your trouble? Nobody loves me. Nobody cares for me. I came here tonight, and if I can't find something from God, I'm going to end it all. I know that some people say they're going to do it and don't do it, but there's more suicide, young people suicide in the youth now than there ever have been. I had a brother-in-law just a few days ago, took a shotgun, stuck it under his neck, and blew his brains out. My only sister's. And he did it because he thought he had cancer, and he found out the same day that he killed himself, or they did, that he didn't have cancer, but he killed himself. So she said, nobody loves me. I said, I'll tell you somebody loves you. Jesus loves you. And I love you. Let me preach. Brother Sam, if you don't love, I read something the other day where they said you can pastor a church if you can learn how to hate them people. You can't pastor folks and hate them. Got to love folks. I know sometimes folks get aggravated and contrary. Some of them are rascals, but you got to try to love them somehow. You got to have church. We're dealing with the lives. So this young lady, after I talked to her a while, she got to praying and crying. and washed all that old stuff out of her system. First thing you know, you could see the glory of God coming down. And drove that spirit went right out of her. She left there praising God. Hallelujah to God. But you see, we got to have church. We got to have a desirable service where folks can feel the power of God. Let me go ahead. You say, well, now we got to fight. We got a fight on our hand with this holiness standard. No, we don't. We just have to stay full of the Holy Ghost and live right and let them see what we're doing. And they'll do it. The Holy Ghost take care of all that stuff. Oh, yes, it will. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. And so, I'm just telling you, from the song to the preaching to everything that we do, we've heard all this good preaching this week. Tonight, we're going to let it go. Wait and see. At the end of the service, not because I'm preaching tonight, but I feel it in my bones. I feel like all the banners is not in vain. I feel like that God's going to do something for us in this service before it is over tonight. Hallelujah. We need to worship God. We need to clap our hands. We need to dance in the Spirit. We need to give glory to God. Not just going to Bethel, but going to El Bethel. We need to go to the house, the God of the house of God. We need to get God in the house of God. We don't need just an organization. We need an organism. The book of Acts was not a book of resolutions. It's a book of interruptions. Brother Spears, the Holy Ghost took over them folks. They wasn't saying, be it resolved that we do something. Let's do it. Resolved or no resolved. Praise God. It's one thing to have business. It's another thing to have church. And let the Holy Ghost come in. I don't know how you're going to have church, but somehow or another, we're going to have church. Hallelujah. There's a lot of... Don't get mad at me now. There's a lot of flesh in this music-making business. Some of the worst folks you ever saw, a musician. They'll whoop up on that music. I've seen them do it right here and walk out that door. Won't listen to the preaching, go off that kind of somewhere. We don't need your music without preaching. Brother Livingston, we need to be preached to. Let me tell you something. If preaching doesn't do something to you, you need something. If preaching doesn't affect you, you're in a bad shape. You can read the Bible, but you need to hear the anointed preaching of God's Word. Nobody needs to be on the platform that won't let some preaching, won't pray. Hallelujah. We need a prayer room somewhere. One preacher told me he had the possibility of 4 divorce cases in his church. We need church. Only way to handle that situation is church. Holy Ghost move of God. Where folks will just let go and let the Lord have His way. Hallelujah. Jesus came into this world of man's wisdom, tradition, play on words and dispute. Jesus brought into this world refreshing, the refreshing touch of God, power and wisdom. He did not use words like perhaps, maybe so, I think so. He did not speculate on why temptations come. You know, I've been in some of these meetings where they say, come on, folks, we're going to have church. We're going to have church. We're going to have church. But when in the name of God, we're going to have church. They say, come on, folks, get your mind on God. Get your mind on God. You're not going to get your mind on God and somebody tell you to get you. Do you ever try to go to sleep? Say, I'm going to go to sleep. 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 You know the only way to do it is do it. We're going to wait till somebody. I went to Louisiana camp one time. Brother Tom Mayo was there then, and he said to me, Brother Pipkin, he said, come on, brother. He had a little fine voice up there. Come on, Brother Johnson, sing us happy. I said, get happy on your own. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to sing us happy. No, we're going to do like Brother Livingston said. We're going to worship the Lord and get happy. Somebody sitting by you needs to hear somebody holler, hallelujah. Somebody sitting by you needs to hear somebody pray a little bit. We rolled down Phoenix, and Brother Wilkett got up and got to preaching, got folks stirred up in the daytime. And Brother David Johnson interrupted his sermon. He said, I just got to say something. You remember that? He said, amen. I got a little horse. I'm going to make it. And he said, Brother David Johnson said, I just got to say something. And so he said it, and the Holy Ghost got to move in that place. And then it lapped over into the night service. And I was up trying to preach. About that time, a door opened. Here come a fella in off the street. He said the Holy Ghost just told him to come in. Or he said something told me to come in. Praise God. First thing you know, he came down the aisle. First thing you know, he's down in the altar. First thing you know, they're praying him through. Hallelujah. Half church. Half church. Half church. Half church. Praise God. Praise God. Brother Doyle Spears told me that he said, we've been praying, seeking God. He said, we've been praying, God, send us somebody. He said, one Sunday morning, man and his wife had their fishing boat, had it all fixed up, fixing to go fishing. Said they came by the church and said all at once they just turned in the church. Both of them came in. He said, we was going fishing, but something said, just stop here. Came in the church. They baptized both of them in Jesus' name. Both of them got the Holy Ghost. We're sitting around here waiting for somebody to do something. We need to do something ourselves. We're waiting on somebody to bring us revival. We need to have a revival ourselves. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting hoarse. I can't help it. But I'm here to tell you that I'm ready to have church. Yeah. We need deliverance. We got folks that's depressed. We got people that's in trouble. We need to have church where folks can get deliverance. Jesus walked among men. He didn't try to prove the existence of God. He was God. He was the Word made flesh. Hallelujah. Jesus wasted precious little time arguing with those scribes and Pharisees. He went on with His kingdom blessing and His kingdom business. He didn't argue around. He didn't debate the question of whether God could heal or when. He did it. Hallelujah. He didn't say, folks, we're going to have church. He said, folks, we're having church. He didn't say, folks, we're going to have some healing around here. They had healing around there. Praise God. Don't tell me we have to do a whole lot of things. It's already here tonight. This conference is alive. This conference on fire. Folks are being touched by the power of the Holy Ghost. Everybody that's ever preached, everything, even Brother Mills this morning, he got anointed in here preaching the Word of God to these folks. I'm telling you, the anointing of God is in this place, and Jesus is here. Amen. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He said, I'll build my church. It's fireproof. It's waterproof. It's hellproof. It's earthquakeproof. It's devilproof. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank God. And the church is going to push through the gates of hell and reach the lost and dying in countries around this world. So nothing's going to stop this church. Brother Tony Carson, all we have to do is align ourselves up with this church. The church is moving on fire. These men of God that we've got here, powerful. My God, if you're not familiar with us, that's just a little bit of what there's a whole lot of sitting in this place that can preach circles around. Hallelujah. You know, I think sometimes we try to use name brand folks when we got some folks out here with a message that we need to hear from. Sometimes we use name brand singers when we got some folks out here that we need to hear sing a song once in a while. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Hey, we don't have a national tongue interpreter around here. We all do it. We don't have no national healer around here. He's the healer, and we're all here. Yeah, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm getting my voice back now. Think I'll preach a while. Hear me, the Holy Ghost. Move in this place. If you're sick, He'll heal you. If you need the Lord, He'll give it to you. If you're depressed, you can have freedom. You can have the victory in this place. Tonight, we're going to change our garments. I'm sit down. I went to a church here a while back. I was having a little problem and said I had a lot of folks to leave, and so I was trying to help them. And this old fellow stood up and he said, and I knew him, been in that church for years. He said, I've been here for years. I love this church. I love my pastor, but he said, I hadn't gone nowhere. And he said, that's all I hear about them folks that's gone. He said, I've been thinking about leaving because that's all I hear. And I turned to the pastor. I said, you hear what this man said? I said, quit preaching about these folks that's gone and preach these folks that hadn't gone. Say, Brother Johnson, you ever have any folks that get gone? Lots and lots of them. But I got some folks that stayed. And I'm better off with them folks that's gone, except the princess is over here tonight. I see him over there. But I'm telling you one thing, friend. We have to have a little flushing once in a while. Sometimes we have to have a little cleansing, I guess, once in a while. But we don't stop at that. We just go ahead and have church. Hallelujah. Because somebody will obey God. Somebody's going to obey the truth. Somebody's going to repent. Somebody's going to get the Holy Ghost. Somebody is going to get healed. Somebody is going to get what they need from God. Oh, yes, they are. We're going to have revival. We talk about revival. I feel revival in this place. No telling what's going to happen when you go back home. I don't know what you're going to do about this. My God! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Upon this rock I'll build my church. He's talking about power. He's talking about deliverance. He's talking about healing. He's talking about joy. He's talking about shouting. He's talking about love. Oh, yes, He was. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is full of power, full of love, full of authority. We got authority over the devil. You tell him, I said, we got authority over the devil because we got the truth. We're not going charismatic. We're going apostolic. We're going to get more apostolic. I appreciate this singing group. I understand that some recording company offered them a big deal if they'd cut their hair and wear some makeup and stuff. And she said, no deal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We still got some folks that know how to say no. Hallelujah. 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 Give me a key, brother. Brother Adam, give me a key. Hallelujah. We're going to do something here. Somebody's going to have to do something. Somebody's going to have to do something with this Holy Ghost. We can't just let this Holy Ghost go. We can't just sit here. We can't just sit here and let this Holy Ghost. We're going to have to do something. Somebody touch somebody here. Somebody reach out and touch somebody. Somebody get a hold of somebody. Oh! Hallelujah! 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 Brother Roker gave me this sign. Just do it. Amen. Let's just do it. Touch somebody. Somebody may need healing. Pray for them. Holy Ghost move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to make an altar call. I'm going to say if you need healing, come right now. Right now. I feel healing in the air. Come on right now. You need healing for your body. Come on, let's get it. Let's have church. What do you say? Hallelujah. Do you believe the anointing of God is here? Oh yeah, come on preachers, get ready. You get ready. Somebody need the Holy Ghost. Somebody need the Holy Ghost. Come right now. Come over here on my left. Get over there somewhere. We'll get some folks to pray for you. Somebody! Hallelujah. Anybody need the Holy Ghost? Just go over here on my left. We'll get some folks to pray for you. If you are in distress, if you are in despair, if you are burdened down, I don't care what your problem is. Come on, let's get rid of it tonight. Let's have church. Let's have apostolic church. Hallelujah. 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 Okay, brethren, get to praying for these folks. Somebody do something. Somebody worship the Lord.
I feel
somebody act right
like
out
praising, there. Praising Him.
Hey, hallelujah. You love
oh, yes, I feel like
praising Him. Thank you, Jesus.
I feel like praising Him in the morning. Praising Him all day long.
I feel like praising Him. Yes. Brother Ross, let's get happy.
Praising
get happy
him.
Down here. Come on, folks.
Oh, I feel like praising
Him. Let's turn it on. Turn it on. Let's go.
All day long.
Let's go, church.
I feel
let's go, church.
Like praising Him.
Yeah.
You ought to praise the Lord while you have a chance.
Oh,
well, you ought to praise the Lord while you have a chance.
We've got a chance.
Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long.
Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Praise well, if you don't praise the Lord, don't you hinder me.
Oh,
well, if you don't praise the Lord, don't you
somebody,
hinder me.
Somebody touch somebody.
Praise Him in
somebody
the morning. Praise Him all day long.
Somebody
I feel
touch somebody.
Like
hallelujah.
praising Him.
Oh, do something. Do something. Oh, let's go. Let's go. Let's go, church. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise Him in the morning.
Yeah.
Praise Him, Lord. I feel like praising Him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you ought to praise the Lord while you have a chance.
Oh, you ought to praise the Lord while you have a chance.
Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long.
Yeah.
Oh, if you don't praise the Lord, don't hinder me.
Praise God.
Oh, if you don't praise the Lord, don't you hinder me. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Praise Him.
Oh, I feel like
praising Him.
Somebody touch God.
Praise Him in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. God bless the church there, Lord. Praise God. Praise God.
Oh, yes, I feel like praising Him.
Why don't you reach over and just get somebody with a hand and just pray one for another? Why don't we just let the Holy Ghost wall to wall, Holy Ghost? Wall to wall, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long.
Going to somebody and praying with them, go. Feel like somebody out there needs a touch from God. Go touch them.
Touch
Let's let the Holy Ghost minister to us tonight. Let the Holy Ghost minister to us tonight. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Mighty